This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ball game over, season over.
It was very, very rewarding for me. The result tonight was not, but the everyday going to work with these guys was incredibly rewarding for me.
And that was the whole message all day long against arguably the best running team in the league.
Theirs is unique because they are the number one transition team.
Look at what a smart play by Lonzo Ball. He's going to dunk it off.
Tell me the knees ain't right. Tell me the knees aren't ready.
Hey, Bill, yes. You know, Alonzo's brother, LiAngelo, has the hottest song on the market right now. On the charts, it's called Tweaker.
Really?
Yes. I might swerve in that corner. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here you go.
I know fans, one specific plan. We're in transitional phase, and there's more to come.
Oh, maybe at the rim, but don't be late.
Oh, my goodness, Kobe White, Eden Rim here in Orlando. Oh, my goodness, the Magic Kingdom will never be the same.
I want to start with trade. We want to thank Zach for 8 years that he gave to this organization.
Bulls guard Kobe White was named the Kia NBA Player of the Month in the East for games played in March.
Kobe on the pump. Kobe on the drive. Kobe to the rack. And a right-handed power dunk. Kobe White with a slam. Oh, my goodness. Kobe White with authority, and he put it down.
Kobe White has a poster on Wemby.
And I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flag.
Oh, easy. Easy. Oh, no.
Zealous against Doncic behind the back. And he dunked it home.
Don't show it all to him, Boozy.
What's his move right here?
Ooh. Don't show it all to him, Boozy Vert. Look at him behind the back.
Next 30 games will determine if we will be in play-in and playoffs.
117-116 Lakers. Williams to Giddey over the midcourt line. Giddey goes. Midcourt. Oh! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Josh Giddey from midcourt from the Bulls logo. What a ball game! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Josh Giddey! I love you!
This is something that is achievable, and our guys are capable of getting there.
We know there's a big hoops game tonight. Bulls taking on the Heat. The game is at the half right now. Unfortunately, the Bulls are down 71-47 in the play-in game.
And now it's all over.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. The Bulls getting the treatment. They have been good-fellowed by Chris Tannehill.
The Goodfellas treatment has happened. It's all over. Goodbye to the Bulls. The season that you entered, fans, with a goes out with a
Goodfellas.
I mean, seriously. It's like, how are you supposed to get excited for another round of this when AK has shown you that this is success? This is This is play-ins slash playoff. He puts them together, even if the games disappear into the record book. He calls it playoffs. He's muscling up about win totals today.
Which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And I think you're spot on, as you said, in transition. He's not going to bottom out. He's chosen the middle. And according to this, he has achieved the middle. They got themselves another play-in game. Would have been nice if they had the one series. But still, it was some fun basketball. And it was the bottom of the middle. And all right, let's try again next year. Boo.
And you could probably end up in a similar space if there aren't legitimate changes that are made to where things go. It's very frustrating because you're watching NBA hell. Like, that's what you're watching. You're watching. And there are obviously good things that happened inside of this season. And I don't want to completely throw those out the window. The problem is that they're the ones who move the goalpost. They're the ones that said, oh, you know what? Judge us on what we do after we make this trade. Okay, you made the trade and you kind of still ended up in the same place.
Were they 17-8 over the last 35 games, 15-5 in the last 20? Oh, yeah, 17-8 over the last 25, 15-5 in the last 20. I mean, they're proud of that.
Yeah, but that is September baseball. Like, that's what this has been. And you saw one of the things that they're not good at is they got game planned. And it keeps happening. Eric Spoelstra, we talked about it a couple days ago. This is one of the best guys on the bench. This is a guy who started out his career as a film rat under Pat Riley. He scouted the bleep out of the Bulls and was ready. Took that loss that they had, the three losses that they had against the Bulls, and said, okay, cool. What happens when we're playing for real?
Yeah, because that Bulls team looked overwhelmed and intimidated as well in that first half. You got Billy screaming to them about what their identity is during the game. We got to get stops and we got to run. We got to get stops. We got to run. Giddy doubling back on that at the halftime interview saying, we just got to run. We got to outpace him. But they lost their identity. They completely lost whoever they were because of what the Heat and Spoelstra did.
It's hard to outpace a team that is okay with getting points in the paint and you're not shooting well. The attack, the game plan for Miami was fantastic. And they went after him. They said, oh, all right, we're going to take advantage of Vooch not being a really good post defender. We're going to take advantage of Giddy not rotating over when he's supposed to. We're going to use the idea of being two passes away to mess with their defensive rotations. And then when you collapse in on what's going on in the paint, we have a sniper out there who's going to turn your lights out for you in the first quarter.
And if you run out to go get the sniper, he's gotten real good at going by you and getting into the lane, finishing in the lane or finishing with that little floater halfway. Tyler Herro, I thought Doris Burke said it great last night. She's like, look how slow the game is for him. Look how under control he was with the ball in his hands at all times.
And look how out of control as a team the Bulls looked last night. Like, the whole thing is completely frustrating. Like, I understand any fan is like that was booing at halftime yesterday because they didn't get a quality effort. And the thing is that when your identity as a team is to be the team that's going to win off of effort, and that's what the Bulls' identity has been, pace mm-hmm. and effort. That's how we win games. Then you have to then show that when it's critical, when it is win or go home. And they didn't do that last night. And they have only themselves to blame for it. It was a failure. And you know that I love Billy. Billy got pants last night.
He definitely did.
He didn't get his guys to do what they were supposed to do. And Spoelstra got his guys to do what they're supposed to do in a fun and exciting and suffocating way against the Bulls.
They got he got absolutely out-muscled from a coaching perspective and completely thrown off of their game. For anybody who bailed or didn't watch, you should know that by the end of this thing on ESPN, it had devolved into either national embarrassment territory again, or at the very least, national template of what you don't want to be as an NBA organization. Listen to Richard Jefferson and Doris Burke and Mike Breen as they talk about big picture, because the last several minutes were a talk show.
And then if it does end tonight for Chicago, you got some big decisions where Josh Giddey is concerned.
Pay that man his money.
Restricted free agent. It'd be shocking if they didn't. Adebayo just dribbling it now. The comfortable lead. This is a terrific win for the Miami Heat on the road. As Adebayo can't connect. And third straight season, the Bulls have lost in the play-in to the Miami Heat.
But I think Chicago has a real adjustment that they have to figure out. They moved on from Zach, from DeMar DeRozan. They're trending younger. But they got to get themselves back into those positions, either getting a top 10 pick, a top 5 pick. That's the way you rebuild. It's hard to do it via just tons of free agents and trying to figure it out that way. It's harder to build out your team.
You can easily get stuck in mediocrity in the NBA for a long time as Giddey puts that one in.
Are you using the T word right there?
No. I'm just saying it's like maybe play all of the young players, which leads to the T word.
Okay.
And a foul call on White. And with 2:29 remaining, we want to say a little something about somebody very special to us. Tonight is the final telecast on ESPN for our Cassidy Hubbard. 15 years she's been with us. Next year she's going to be a part of Amazon's package. Now, Cassidy has been such a dedicated professional, a wonderful teammate, and most importantly, as kind, a caring, a friend as you could possibly have. She has been a huge piece of our NBA coverage. We're going to miss her like crazy, but she's going to be a slam dunk for their first year coverage next year, and it has been a
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
An absolute honor to work with her.
She's a pro's pro, an unbelievable friend.
I know her as Mama Cass.
Yes.
I know her as Mama Cass.
Who's going to take care of you, RJ? Yeah. I have no idea.
Thank you so much to everyone for all of your support. It has been one of the truest and most special gifts of my life.
Thank you, Cassidy. Meanwhile, the boos are not for Cassidy. They are for the Chicago Bulls. And a disturbing first half as they put themselves in a bad hole down 25. You love the fight in the second half. They keep battling back. They've got some excellent young talent. Giddey, Bouzelis, Kobe White. And as you said at the top, Richard, you don't want to be in the play-in tournament three straight years.
That's during game time for the best you can do. A postseason game, an after regular season game, in your own building. And national TV has what went on longer than that. A good 4 to 5 minute love fest for Cassidy Hubbard, who I'm sure is delightful.
She is delightful. She's one of ours.
Okay, but I have no slight to Cassidy Hubbard.
Evanston's own, the score's own, Cassidy Hubbard. Another one of those people that you can put on the list of folks that came from here and end up working doing play-by-play.
Well, that's lovely, and it be wonderful to talk to her anytime, but I don't want to be at her farewell party in the middle of the postseason game for the team that told you all year this is going to happen and you're going to enjoy it.
You would hope that would be something that during a timeout that you would do.
Yes.
Or coming back in from commercial.
Yes.
That you could talk about the great job the cast has done.
Sure.
On ESPN.
I'm all there for it, but the last 3 minutes of a basketball game on my television that I carved out time for to watch?
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
That's on the Bulls. Them not bringing their A effort to last night's game. Them not being able to handle what Miami threw at them, and not being able to overcome it.
What'd you guys get for Cassidy Hubbard for a farewell party? Did you guys get her something? Did you write her a card at the very least?
I might.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Then deliver that another time.
She's good people.
That's fine.
I got her scratch off tickets.
See, that's nice because there's a chance something great happens.
You know what we should do?
It wasn't going to be the Bulls.
Wait, does Heckies still exist? Should we get her a gift card to Heckies?
Oh, what is Heckies?
Heckies Barbecue in Evanston.
That sauce is the real deal.
Never heard of it.
It's really? The sauce.
Yeah, Heckies.
Yeah. Heckies on Evanston. Yeah, was it on Ridge?
Right there on Ridge.
Right near where Ridge and Green Bay Road kind of coalesce right there.
Hecky, I know a lot about restaurants.
Oh, man, that's good.
Not as much as Tanny, though.
Shane knows more. Tanny's just better at it.
Oh, I forgot to introduce the crew. By the way, Tanny with a great job on the Goodfellas Open for the Bulls.
Yeah.
And Shane had raspberries today.
That's actually good.
And that man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. Raspberries.
I'm about to go get a clementine during the break. Do you guys want one?
For real?
A cutie? Yeah, do you want one?
Oh, my God.
I got a bag of them at Mariano's today.
Oh, my darling. One. Yes, I'd love one.
Of course.
I'd love one. Yeah,
$2.99 at Mariano's today.
That seems like a good idea.
For the 5-pound or the 3-pound?
Yeah, for the 5-pound.
No, my goodness.
Yeah, insane. Can't pass that up.
No, you can't. You could have, but you didn't. Glad you didn't.
Yeah, we're glad you didn't. we can get Cass a Heckies gift card or something.
That's great. That's great. I'd like
I don't
to
know
have
why
her.
You're mad at her.
I'm not mad. Is it clear that I'm not mad at her? I'm mad at the Bulls creating a product where the broadcast devolves into a farewell party.
You're being dismissive
of her?
Yeah.
I disagree. I have every step of the way made concessions to her being a lovely person, probably, and I don't know her and all of that. I just didn't want her farewell party in the middle of the basketball game. The Bulls' fault.
It's very possible that she interned for you, Speaks.
I don't remember that.
I know. That's why I'm saying you're being very dismissive.
I remembered most of my interns.
Well, speaking of that, Speaks, we have 10 former interns here. We're going to line them up, and you can say hello to all of them by name. This is your intern life, Matt.
I'm sure I gave all of them excellent advice at the end of their run when they wanted to know whether to chase a career in this business.
Yeah, you haven't seen them again, so
there's a couple. There's a couple out there. They're doing fine work. I mean, I don't advertise my tree quite as much as everybody else. But I can. I'll get that ready.
Maybe it's a bad tree.
Oh, how about that?
Rotten roots.
This tree got taken down by the Japanese beetle.
I had
the Rotten Roots podcast. Matt Spiegel.
I had 3 interns in a row at one point when I was a producer on the afternoon show, and they were Dan Zampillo, Jeff Dickerson, and Matt Abatacola.
In a row?
3 in a row. I had those 3 guys in a row.
What'd you have them do? Too. Just clip out box scores and blow them up in the copy machine?
Yeah, mostly we still had to do that.
Make liquor store runs, mostly.
Sure. Yeah.
Send them over to J.J. Pepper's.
Uh-huh. Go get me some reading glasses and something manly.
Send them over to Jewel to get the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
It's very important.
Yeah. Yardbird.
Get yourself some Yardbird.
Honey wings.
This is not enough. Make it enough.
I never sent anybody on a task like that. Never once did I make somebody wash my car. I did ask Rich Wyatt to go get my passport one time. You guys
did.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was like one of our first times in this studio. Yeah. I remember sitting right here looking at Rich in there and Speaks like,
hold on.
I
need you guys to whiteboard this. Why was Rich Wyatt getting your passport?
He was an available human on a day when I had to get my passport by like 2:00 or something.
Yeah, it was like the emergency passport pickup. Like, you were going out of the country the next day.
Our lead engineer.
He wasn't the lead engineer.
Look,
at that
Lawrence,
time.
there was times working with Danny where Speaks talked about faking his own death and starting a new life somewhere else. So
understandably,
we tried to do everything we could to let that happen.
Understandably, and that's how you know that I'm happy now with my partner. I haven't brought that up in at least 3 weeks, 5 weeks, faking my own death. I mean, it's been a while.
You haven't.
Hey, the afternoon's young, though. You know what I'm saying? The Uber driver enjoys our show as well. He's just a big Layla fan. That's all.
Why?
I love
the
that.
The way that you frame stuff sometimes is is amazing.
Yeah?
Because, like, you couldn't just be happy for Layla.
I absolutely was.
You had to connect it to, I think he likes our show, too, just fine.
Well, now I just had to not, because I'm worried about you. You're the one with the framing thing as a listener.
I don't,
so I'm trying to take care of you.
I'm tasty pudding, man. I'm totally good.
So am I.
It was just
yeah. It sounds like it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know this thing we talked about 25 minutes ago? I want to remind you, the Uber driver probably likes us too.
He does.
All right,
I think he does.
Just ladies, speaking your validations out loud.
Ladies, oh, yeah, give it up for tasty pudding. He's a professor.
He dreams of Montreal.
So Tanny, I have to come out with the glasses, right? Like, that's got to be
tasty
part of the thing.
Pudding.
Like, I got to throw the glasses.
Yeah.
I come out hot for teacher. Like, that's my thing that I do.
Yeah, man.
The worst stripper ever.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't like the way this show's going. I think I'm going to fake my own death. That's what I
see.
Think.
And now we're back. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to get you back out to the Advocate Center. Why? Because you had someone in the room who had your interest as a fan in mind. And we're going to spotlight that person because they are a frequent guest on the show. That's next